Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is mine. Oh yeah. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Sing it again loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take up me as I walk along the way is mine. Oh yeah, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah, make my life whole again. Oh yes, that's me. God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, do something new in my life, something new in my life. Do something new. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Oh, do something great. Do something great. In my life, something great in my life, do something great. Oh, oh, hallelujah, do something great in my life, something great in my life, do something great in my life. Oh, I believe, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it again, loud and clear. I believe. I believe, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It is well with me. How I love calling your name every day. Oh, how I love calling your name. Every day, Jesus, 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 our Lord. Shout it loud and clear, Jesus, Jesus, every day. Of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost fire, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire. Go on. Behold, I am the Lord, thy God of all flesh. Is there anything to ask for? Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask for you? Is there anything to ask? I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. Go on. My life has been made whole. Onishara, the Lord who was. Oh, yes. Onishara, the Lord. Sing it loud. Onishara. Oh, where they ham can go for who can my water. Oh, where they ham can go for who can my water. Ah, who never mind. I wouldn't have gone here. Who I am, Onishara, the Lord who
are.
All dry bones, you must be revived. All dry bones, you must be revived. For the Lord says to you, all dry bones, you must be revived. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lord says to you, all dry bones, you must be revived. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. For the Lord says to you, all dry bones, shout hallelujah! Raise up your right hand to the heavenly and declare this loud and clear. Say, everywhere I go, darkness shall flee. Can I hear the sisters shouting that? Let me hear the brothers shouting the same thing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Thank you, Jesus. Darkness shall flee. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this morning before your feet. And we praise your holy name for your mighty hand of power and love. Thank you for your graciousness and power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, this morning open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This morning, I look very briefly at what I call the problem of defilement. The problem of defilement. And you will do well to listen carefully, which is going to take us to some very strong prayers. The problem of defilement. The first thing I'd like you to understand is that anywhere where there is darkness, the devil will be there. The devil is present everywhere where there is darkness. Where there is spiritual darkness, the presence of the devil will be very high. It is therefore a very dangerous thing to stay in this or to become friends with darkness. No man plays with darkness and goes away free. Darkness is the absence of God, who is light. So if we tolerate darkness through the tolerance of sin, it makes us vulnerable to satanic attack. And whenever there is a willful disobedience to God, there is always spiritual darkness. And there will be the potential for demonic activity. Listen carefully. In these last days, in the times we are in now, Satan is throwing dirty things, rubbish, garbage at people. Filth, everything is throwing it at us. Through the media, through our environment, through our friends, even through enemies. If we sit down and allow the dirty things that the enemy is throwing to land on us, then we become defiled. And therefore, this present time, a lot of people, Christians and not Christians, are being held by defilement. And they don't know it. They don't understand it. They cannot master it. I'm praying this morning, anything that is defiling our body, soul, and spirit, that the power in the blood of Jesus will wash them away. That amen is too weak. If you mistakenly cut your finger, and you allow it to get dirty, that is, you allow it to get defiled, it will make you vulnerable to infection. The same thing is true in the spiritual realm. The only difference is that the bacteria, the germs that will enter into that finger and cause trouble are now demons. What do we mean by defilement? Defilement means dirtiness. It means uncleanness. It means becoming polluted. It means filthiness. It means blemish of a person. It means to soil it, to dirty a particular thing. That defilement is the opposite of what the Bible calls pure and holy. So, what you should put in your mind, beloved, is that defilement is being polluted, being contaminated, and being made filthy. Filthy before God. That's defilement. Now, in the Bible, defilement is a very serious subject. Why? Every time, let me say that again. Every time there is defilement, the Almighty God gets very angry. And once that anger comes into the position, it removes so many things from people's lives. Anytime a defilement takes place, the temper of heaven runs riot. So we must be careful what we do and how we do it. This body can be defiled. The soul can be defiled. The spirit can be defiled. Land can be defiled. Talent can be defiled. Property can be defiled. Destiny can be defiled. Habitations can be defiled. And once that defilement is in position, you open yourself wide for satanic attack. Let's look at a few scriptures to see how serious this matter is taken. Look at the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, from verse 27. Leviticus 18:27. It's important that you listen to this very well. Leviticus 18, verse 27. If you are there, say yes. We need to look at a lot of scriptures here this morning. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 27. So for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. 28. That the land spew not you out also, when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. A land is a neutral thing, but it's men who defile it. It's the activities of men on the surface of the land that defiles the land. And once a land is defiled, the next command that land will get is to spit out those who are defiling it. This is what the Bible is saying here. A land can spit somebody out when that land is defiled. Look again at the book of Numbers, chapter 35. Numbers 35, verse 34. These are very serious matters. Numbers 35:34. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell. For I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. They were warned not to defile the land. Herein lies one of the greatest problems we have in the country. Men and women are defiling the land every day with all kinds of altars and sacrifices and fetish powers. Men and women are entering into strange covenants they themselves do not understand. And sometimes when these covenants begin to backfire, you wonder what is happening in the land. Now in the book of Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, so much about the land. Let's go to the body now. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Look at what this intelligent man did, who's physically intelligent and spiritually intelligent. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Back as the Old Testament, when men didn't have too much knowledge about how the enemy operates, here was Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. If you are there, say yes. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel refused to eat the food in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. He refused to drink their wine there. Simply because before the food, the wine is served in the palace, they take it to dedicate to the idol. So he said he was not going to defile himself. Now, whether you know or you don't know, when you begin to swallow things dedicated to idols, you defile yourself. And there's so much defilement going on now, particularly through the mouth gate. People buy all kinds of things anywhere and eat it anywhere. Many don't even bother to pray on what they are eating. And a lot of initiation, silent, unconscious initiation into witchcraft, familiar spirit, is just going on day by day. If you have children in school, you have to form the habit of anointing them regularly. Because there is this defilement bad days they come to do in school and distribute biscuits and drinks to children who just eat it innocently. They bring these things to school, give to children to eat, capture their virtue, transfer it. It's a process of defilement. A lot of people are into conscious initiation process. They know what they are doing. But it's you who is eating the food that you don't know what you are doing. They were sent out by their boss to go and initiate and to oppress. I pray that the Lord will open our eyes. So Daniel purposed in his heart, if I eat this their food, it will defile me. So he refused to eat it. He disciplined himself. As good as the food looks, no, I don't want. Now go back into scripture again. Look at the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. If you are there, say yes. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Keep that at the back of your mind. The same 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 17. 1 Corinthians 6, 17. He that is joined into the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? There are many ways you can defile the temple of God, but the major one is fornication. Every fornication, you are just defiling this temple. And God says he will supervise that punishment by destroying that temple. These are serious issues. When defilement begins to enter and we do not control it, it has very dangerous consequences. Let me now go into what the Bible describes as defilement. That's why I said we're going to go through some scriptures today. The first source of defilement is when you follow the way of unbelievers. In Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24, when you copy the people of the world, you copy their way of life, you do things the way they are doing it, you behave the way they are behaving, you are defiling yourself. And you expose yourself to danger. In Leviticus 18:24, it says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things. For in all these, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. That is source number one of defilement. Source number two, the same Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Leviticus 19, source number two. Is seeking after strange powers. Regard not them that have familiar spirits. This is Leviticus 19:31. Regard not them that have familiar spirits. Neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. The mountain of fire and miracles ministry is a do-it-yourself ministry. We do not teach you to rely on any pastor or any man of God or any bishop or any prophet. We make you a prophet by yourself. We teach you to do it yourself. If you refuse to sit down and learn that one, you are jumping like housefly from place to place. You hear one Baba is there, you run there. Another one is at the mountain, you run there. Another prophet is there, you run there. And you don't know who these people are. You don't know their origin. You don't know where they're coming from. You subject your head under them. Then they defile you and make problems complicated. Then you rush back to mountain of fire again. You are harming yourself. Others of you are listening to me this morning. And you see, go to that prophet to consult. Go to this mountain to consult. Go to that one to consult. What you do not realize is that the anointing of God upon your life is even greater than those people you are going to meet. If just by virtue of you coming here and praying, most of those people you are going about looking for, you're greater than them, but you just submit yourself and get yourself into trouble. A lot of people pollute and defile their breakthrough, their destinies like this. And those of you who are taking people from place to place, you go to this place, you go to that place, you go to that place. You are an agent of darkness to just pollute and defile people. Once the simplicity of the word of God is not good enough for you, the teachings here are not good enough for you. To learn to pray, you are too lazy to pray. And then you go around and defile yourself. You harm yourself more. And then when you run to deliverance ground, the deliverance man is just saying the prayers. He has no power to solve any problem. It is you who will undergo the suffering. So we have to be very careful. A lot of so-called prophets are on our streets now who are majorly wizards. And they can see anything about you, about your life, where you're coming from, your address, your mother's name, your father's name, what is happening to you, what you ate before you come in the morning. They can see all those things. If you are a spiritual person, by the time you study them, you know that this one is wrong. There is one ringtone on the phone that I've heard from so many people recently. I don't know whether some of you have heard it. When you call, the person will start one deep Yoruba prayer like that. Deep Yoruba prayer. But if you are careful to listen to those prayers, you won't hear in the name of Jesus. You won't hear in the name of God. The person is just saying prayers. You don't know the anointing from which he's saying it. We have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. The third source is abortions. Abortions. In Leviticus 20, verse 3. Leviticus 23. We're talking about defilement. This is what defiles people. And if you don't deal with this, it will deal with you. Leviticus 23. And I will set my face against that man. I will cut him off from among his people. Because he had given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. Molech is the god that takes children's sacrifice.
So every abortion that is carried out, whether you carry it out because you have too many children, or you carry it out because you went into fornication, it is defilement. The doctor who did it is defiled. The man who paid for it is defiled. This is where there are problems. A lot of people hide this. They don't pray it out of their life. They don't tell the deliverance ministers. They don't make atonement for it. And they are just praying. So when they say, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, let my enemies be scattered. The blood of the babies say, no, the enemy cannot scatter. You have to avenge us. Avenge our blood from this woman, from this man. And if a blood is crying against you, this is serious matter indeed. Source number four is making and serving idols. Every form of idol worship is defilement. Every name having to do with idol, once they call you that name, they are defiling you every day. In Ezekiel chapter 20, Ezekiel 20, what I'm saying this morning is why some people go for deliverance and deliverance and deliverance and deliverance, and yet there is no freedom. Look at what it says in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 17. Well, let me read it from 16. But they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbath, for their hearts went after their idols. Nevertheless, mine eyes spared them from destroying them. Neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Every idol worship is defilement. Everywhere where there is a shrine, that's a defilement. I am praying for anyone here whose family is deep into idolatry. That the defilement you have acquired from there shall be washed off by the blood of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. How many things have I told you now? Five. Shedding of blood. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 3. Isaiah 59, verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips are spoken lies. Your tongues have muttered perverseness. So, when you shed blood, a defilement takes place. One tragedy we are facing in Nigeria now is that a lot of people are just dying anyhow. A lot of people are being killed anyhow. And there's plenty of blood on the land. And when the blood is shed, defilement follows. After the defilement, there is the crying of innocent blood. These are serious problems. So, number one source of defilement is following the ways of unbelievers. Number two source of defilement is seeking after wizards and satanic agents. Number three source is abortions. Number four is making and serving idols. And five is shedding of blood. Number six is eating polluted food. Eating polluted food. That is feeding yourself from the table of the devil. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 20. Food defiles. Food pollutes. Food causes trouble. Especially if you take the wrong one. Or you eat from the wrong source. Not all parties are parties. Some of them are slaughtering ground. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I will not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. When you eat polluted food, it defiles. When you are eating without prayers, without thanksgiving, it defiles. When you are eating food dedicated in your absence, dedicated to all kinds of spirits, and you swallow them without prayer, it defiles. When you are eating spiritually polluted food, it defiles. And when you want to buy something to eat, it's a useful exercise to take it and look at it very well. What you want to eat. I don't know whether they still sell it now. They used to sell some sardines in Nigeria. And the owner of the sardine did not deceive anybody. He called it Queen of the Coast. I don't know whether they still sell it. So when they put Queen of the Coast on sardines, a spiritual person knows who the Queen of the Coast is. So it means they've dedicated the company, the fish, everything to the Queen of the Coast. And then you swallow it. You become defiled. There's another one they call geisha. Geisha, the meaning of geisha is Japanese prostitute. So when they call it Japanese prostitute, and you are buying it, and you are eating it, anything can happen. Because they know who they have dedicated it to. I pray that the Lord will deliver us from the dangers of the mouth in the name of Jesus. I pray once again that anything you have eaten or swallowed that the enemy is now using against you, let the fire of the God of Elijah roast them to ashes. In the name of Jesus. A louder amen. A louder amen. Rise up on your feet and put your hand on your stomach. And with boiling anger, I'd like you to shout this louder than anyone around you. Obviously, you can see that we're not here to joke. A lot of people are inside hidden bondages. Can you shout this loud and clear? My stomach! Receive the fire of God! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and decree it. Open your mouth and decree it. Aha, aha. Basika tenda ya boshendera basanta. Amen. It's a bondage in my stomach. Something has happened already. We're not here to play, to joke. Bondage in my stomach. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Jesus. Jesus. Be released, 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 be released,
be released.
Father, I pray that anyone here this morning who has eaten anything sacrificed to idols, who has eaten any food from the table of the devil, and as a result of that food, there is infirmity troubling your life. As a result of that food, you have not been feeling comfortable. Right there where that food is, I challenge it by the fire of the God of Elijah. And I put in the hook of the Holy Ghost. I drag it out. Out. I drag it out. I drag it out. I drag it out. It's happening.
Say, Holy Ghost fire!
Purge my intestine.
Can you shout that loud? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that I want you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down, please. Let's continue a little bit further. The seventh source of defilement is the mouth. This is our mouth. In James chapter 3, verse 6. James chapter 3, verse 6. The mouth, our mouth, is a defiling agent. A lot of people will have complete peace if they can just get a good padlock and lock up their mouth and stop talking. Because when they are well, they talk that they are sick, so they become sick. When there is no problem, they talk with their mouth that there is a problem, and so a problem comes. When they pray, and heaven has already approved the prayer, they use their own mouth again to cancel the prayer. When I say, my arthritis, my hypertension, my headache, my, you are personalizing problems. And since heaven has removed it from you, but you claim it back, that is a problem. Say, my wicked husband, my stupid mother, you are the one saying it now, not from the record of heaven. In James chapter 3, verse 6, it says this, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Listen very well, beloved. Your mouth is the pilot of your aircraft. Your mouth is the captain of your ship. Your mouth can release poison into your life. Your mouth can pollute your destiny. Each word you speak, without allowing the Holy Spirit to get into gear before you talk it, defiles you spiritually. Your life now is as a result of what you were saying yesterday. And what you are saying now will determine what you do in the future. The mouth is a double-edged sword. It can be positive, it can be negative. The Bible says it defiled the whole body. This mouth defiled the whole body. And God, in His own wisdom, gave us only one mouth. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, but one mouth. Meaning that you hear more, you talk less. You see more, you talk less. But that is not the situation now. A lot of people are talking and talking and talking and talking and polluting their lives every day. The mouth is a fire. The Bible says it sets the whole nature on fire and it defiles the whole body. May all the defilements that anybody's mouth has brought upon their lives be cleared away today in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Number eight source of defilement is death. Abortion, miscarriages, they produce death and defilement. All kinds of family planning that does not prevent conception, but rather causes abortion is defilement. The spirit of sacrifice is released and is causing a lot of havoc. A lot of people go to the hospitals, nobody knows what is wrong with them. And let me tell you one secret today. Hospitals, clinics are constantly defiled. And they require regular cleansing. This is why, if you must go to the hospital, better anoint yourself before you go. And if you land there, put some small anointing oil on your hand and begin to apply it on the bed or anywhere there, because the place is defiled. Never go on admission, go into hospital without your anointing oil in your pocket. Even if you just want to go and deliver a baby, have it there. Immediately you see that they have left your room, anoint everywhere with your fingers and sit down. Anoint everywhere. Immediately they leave, anoint the place. So that you are covered and protected from defilement. Any action carried out which produces death is defilement. Even if you decide to take overdose of drugs and kill yourself, it's still defilement.
The Bible says if you hate your brother without a cause, you are a murderer. Every hatred brings defilement to your life. These are sources of defilement. Number nine, spitting, hissing, urine, semen, blood, pus, feces, sprinkle upon things, they cause defilement and pollution. They cause defilement, they cause pollution. And a lot of people are struggling with all this. 10. Sexual impurity brings total defilement. All forms of inordinate affection, foolish fondness, teddy bear wife, teddy bear husbands, all those are instruments of defilement. Unlawful sexual intercourse, unlawful cohabitation. And listen, there is nothing like female prostitutes, because the male customers too are prostitutes. All forms of incest, lesbianism, homosexualism, masturbation, oral sex, anal sex, rape, lust, pornography, all those things, they defile. And they have brought men down into the abyss of destruction and trouble. We are enjoined by scripture to avoid all kinds of defilement. Your ignorance does not alter the cause and effect of these defilements. 11. There is medical defilement. Drugging yourself with poison, it is defilement. Using of herbs with questionable origin, you are defiling yourself. Medicine that you are taking by yourself, nobody is even asking you to take it, and the source of it you don't understand, you may be defiling your life. We have to be careful about all these things. Many situations have happened to people who went for treatment, came back with more problems. 12. It's mutilations, cutting your skin. All the cutting, the marking, the tattooing, the piercing, and the disfiguring of the body that is common now is defilement of the temple of God. It is bad enough to punch holes into your ears. It has its origin in idolatry. It has its origin in slavery. So it's bad enough for you to put those holes there. If God had wanted holes in your ears, he would put it there from your mother's womb. So it's bad enough that they put holes there. It's worse when you are increasing the holes by punching your nose, by punching extra holes again into those ears, and punching your navel, punching everywhere. By breaking your skin like that, you open your life to the agents of invasion, blood hunters. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28, let's read the scripture for that. Leviticus 19:28. These are very, very serious matters. And you must understand it very well. Leviticus 19:28. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. All those tattooing, piercing, and all those things is this defilement. And this has caused a lot of stress and trouble for people. 13. It's caused materials in the house. A lot of houses are already polluted and defiled. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, look at what it says in verse 26. This may be why you cannot sleep in that house. This may be why you are having terrible dreams in that house. Because an abomination has been brought in to defile the house. Look at Deuteronomy 7:26. Neither shall thou bring an abomination unto thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it. Thou shalt utterly avoid it. It is a cursed thing. I'm sorry to tell you, many Christian homes are defiled. Many are defiled. Some of us buy cross of Jesus, so we thought, and you hang it in the house. Now, Jesus is no longer on the cross. Hanging a crucifix in your house is just a waste of time, because the cross is empty today. If Jesus were to remain on that cross, you and I would be in trouble. All those images of strength, images of this, images of that people put in the house, they defile the house. All those cultural artifacts, you bought this from Brazil, you bought that from there, you took the head of this idol, you did use it as decoration, you are defiling the house. And so, if you find that immediately you enter a house, a sudden chronic illness starts, the house is defiled. You find that immediately you enter a particular house, you have recurrent bad dreams and nightmares. The place is defiled. This is why we tell people, if you must go to a hotel, maybe they send you for a conference or anything, you must go to a hotel, carry your anointing oil. Anoint that bed and that room in that hotel, because you didn't know what happened there last. When you enter a house and you find that you cannot sleep, sleeping is very difficult. Or you enter into another one again, you are now unusually sleeping more than you were sleeping before. So sleepy, you cannot even pray there. The place is defiled. You find that you took your children to a particular house. All the strange behaviors they didn't used to exhibit, they were now exhibiting it in that house. It means that that house is defiled. You find you enter into a house. Since you move into that place, there is restlessness, there is lack of peace. Or strange figures are moving about in the house. Or you are smelling strange odors. Continuous headache, continuous feeling sick. You are finding it so difficult to pray in this new house or where you are. It is defiled. And you need to deal with it. This morning, brother, we have prayers to pray here. Some of the prayer arrows will be sent from here to where it should go. Some is us. We should pray on our body, pray on our lives. You pray on your own head. You charge your own body with the fire of God. How do we cleanse ourselves from defilement? Because once defilement is in place, the glory of God is removed. Once defilement is in place, the favor of God is removed. Once defilement is in place, position yourself for regular attack. Once defilement is in place, you remove divine presence. Ah, you say, I don't know why this office, we're not making much money again. How can you make much money there when you are sleeping with a woman inside that office? Already defile the place. How do we cleanse ourselves from defilement? Number one, we need to carry out spiritual research on our own life. Carry out a spiritual research on your life. Be honest with yourself. Subject yourself to spiritual analysis. Two, repentance. We need to repent from every known sin. This is how to cleanse ourselves from defilement. Three, we need to forgive all those who have offended us if we want to be free from defilement. Four, we need to break every ungodly soul tie. Break every ungodly soul tie. Five, we need to cast out the evil spirit of defilement from our environment, from our life, from our body, from our soul, from our business, from everything that concerns us. Six, we need to ask God to cleanse us. Ask Him to cleanse us. And finally, we need to ask God to reverse the evil consequences of those defilements. Every day, every hour, the devil is just busy throwing 50 things, defilement at us. You open the television, they throw defilement out. You walk on the streets, they throw defilement out. You get a house, they throw defilement at us. If you accept it, it will prevent you from enjoying the glory of God. And I want you to understand this very well. As we go into some serious prayers now, rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. There are people here today, if they can cry out to God with holy anger, that which has been binding them from their promised land, that which has been holding them down from entering to their place of promise, will be shaken to pieces. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by raising up your right hand where you are and saying what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Amen. All eyes closed now. All eyes closed. In case you are here, on several occasions, an evil bird defecated on your head. Not once. Not twice. More than two times. It has happened to you. The feces from birds, strange birds, just landed on your head. If you are that fellow, Just quietly find a way to the altar as we start praying now. Everybody will pray with anger like this. This is not a day to joke. This is not even a day to negotiate. This is not a day to say, I've prayed this kind of prayer before. Can you shout this loud and clear? Power of defilement of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Open your mouth. Papata satende kaya moshanta. Ribosaponde kaya moshente la makapola baraba. Somebody's been sent to over there. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody's been sent to over there. Yeah, it's like you have been tied up in the spirit realm. But as you began to pray, just ropes began to loosen from your body. Power of defilement in my body. Can you shout it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. We are here for serious business. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Every agent of defilement in my life, yeah! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Yes. Let the power of God coming upon you. Let the power of God coming upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I fire back every arrow of defilement. In the name of Jesus, fire it back. Just makatende sete na kaya boshente raba. Bapoli katara kasa. In Jesus, them we pray. I'm making good progress. Those of you at the altar here, stretch your right hand towards me here. Father, let your power flow into these hands. Let these hands become the instrument of breakthrough. Instrument of healing and power. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready. Those of you at this altar, you're going to smite that head 21 times. After 21 times, begin to shake it. Don't worry what happens to you. Anything can happen to you. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21! Shake that head now. Shake it. Shake off the plantation of the enemy. As you are shaking it off, every bewitchment is shaken away. Every bad luck is shaken away. Every agenda of darkness is shaken away. That's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The powers defiling my dreams. Can you shout it loud? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Powers defiling my dream. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar, you may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The Lord has done a great deliverance in your life today. These next three prayers, it is important that you pray them from your heart. Don't joke with them at all. Can you shout this loud and clear? Pharaoh of defilement, let me go. That let me go has to be aggressive. Pharaoh of defilement, let me go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. Defilement in my life from the womb. Can you shout that loud and clear? Clear the way. In the name of Jesus, clear them away. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we go to where we live. Say, agents of defilement. In my place of habitation. In the name of Jesus. Commit your house to the house of the Lord now. In the place where you live. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Send the arrow of prayer to where you live. In Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold amen. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for your children that have gathered before your feet this morning. All the dark garment that you have set ablaze this morning, we command them to burn to ashes forever. Every arrow of defilement that has gone back to the senders, they will never rise again in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to torment or to harass anyone here, We bury the power alive in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion and makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.